Lapini Katoa, as well as Tyler Algier, kind enough to join us as we are here at BYU Football Media Day. And let's get both of you on here, and let's have some fun. Lapini, let's talk with you. How's the summer been for you so far? What was spring like?
It's great. Just a lot of work, you know.
Yeah.
Time to work.
No time off, is there?
Yeah.
They don't give you like 3 months to just hang out
right.
and do nothing, right?
Right. And I don't think a lot of guys want that anyway.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Tyler, how about you? Spring. I mean, you're coming off such a tremendous year last year. Let's talk about where you're at and what your expectations are for this year.
No, it's been a long summer.
Yeah.
Long summer, you know. So, and honestly, just working. Yeah, we're all working hard as a team and, you know, individually, you know. So, just getting ready for that next year.
Okay, you guys were the 1-2 tandem last year, and not a lot of college football programs bring back a 1-2 tandem who was as productive as you guys were last season. What do you guys expect to do for an encore this year?
You know, honestly, just keep doing what we're doing. But you know, like time's that, you know. So obviously, we're gonna do our best just to do our part and do what we can do for the team, you know. So.
Opinion,
yeah. No, yeah, just like what he said, it's just keep it going. Like, I feel like me and Tyler always had a good relationship, like, ever since he got here. And so it's fun. Like, we just have a lot of fun on Saturdays, just when he scores, like, we just joke, and I want to score after. You know, it's just like that – it's that good competition that you need to be better. And so I think it's just going to be a lot of the same things you saw last year.
You know, splitting up the carries that you guys did last year, does that help keep both of you fresh throughout the course of the season?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You know, instead of just like bruising one back, you know, so, you know, and we got two trustworthy guys that really showed on the field what they can do, you know, so, you know, just keeping both of us fresh, you know, switching off and trusting each other. Hey, I'm tired. And
yeah.
Like, not just staying in. Like, for example, if Peeney's in, he's like, oh, shoot, I'm tired. And he'll just, instead of just like trying to take the rep, you know, he'll put me in or then and vice versa. So, you know.
Did you see moments in a game, like in a fourth quarter, like, God, these two guys again? Like, I feel like you got one guy, you know, contained, and here comes another guy that just blows us up. I mean, I got to imagine wearing dudes down in the fourth quarter was probably a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge advantage for us for sure. Like, I think, like you said, you have fresh legs. We could have fresh legs on the field at all times. So I think it allowed us to perform at our best on every individual play.
Okay, running backs do not have success without the offensive line, obviously. Brady Christensen moves on. We saw Tristan Hodge move on. We saw Chandon Herring move on. What is your guys' confidence level that they're going to just kind of reload that O-line and he's going to go out there and do it again?
You know, I think the culture that was established last year is still there, and so I think there's going to be new bodies with that same grit, that same, you know, like nastiness that we saw, that reliability that they had last year. I think it's all going to be there just with a new body, and there's definitely, like, a lot of people capable, a lot of people working.
As long as you got MP there running that running things, you guys probably feel like you're in pretty good shape there.
No, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
What about him? As a leader, as a guy making calls at the line of scrimmage, makes him so successful? Either one of you guys.
Shoot. I mean, I have all the good things to say about James. I've been playing with him forever.
I was going
to
say, you're high school teammates. So.
Yeah, he's been doing that for me. Like, I just followed him straight to college. But, yeah, he's always been the smartest guy on the field. And to have him touching the ball every single play, making the calls, it's such an advantage for us as an offense.
Okay, I got a question for you guys about two other running backs in your guys' room. Hinkley Ropati as well as Sione Finau. Both of them, Sione is back off that ACL. He came back. We saw him last season get kind of back into the swing of things. Hinkley got hurt when he showed up here, essentially, shortly after he showed up. He tore an ACL, if I recall correctly. What have you seen from both of them?
You know, honestly, they both really been working hard in the offseason, you know, just training, and, you know, especially during the season, you know, coming off Hinkley especially just coming off that injury and then just getting his mind right, you know, saying, like, instead of saying it's a setback, you know, taking that, what's the word, just going, moving on, trying to better off that. So, you know, he's actually been getting the playbook, as well as Sione just coming off his injury and doing what he did last year. You know, he's just getting more comfortable, because obviously it's hard coming back from an injury.
Okay, Hinkley might be the most, like, physically imposing running back I have seen in some time. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, he's built. He's for sure built. It's like, definitely.
3% body fat.
Is that really the 3% or just?
He's like 8%.
He's close.
To, okay. Yeah, he's close.
Because I've seen him, and he looks like Superman, walking around.
Yeah, he's a ball of muscle for sure.
Hey, Tyler, I wanted to kind of go back. I mean, talk about your career here at BYU. I mean, they've had you play different places. You've had different opportunities. And to be able to settle in and have the year that you had last year, how satisfying was that?
You know, obviously it was cool being able to do my thing. But, you know, obviously can't do it without the O-line and everyone else that was with that. So, you know, obviously we have some guys that left last year. But, you know, I believe we got the pieces to put that puzzle together and do it again.
So this is the question. I'm sure you made the rounds a little bit, and I'm sure more people are going to ask you the same question. But how much do you look forward to and relish the kind of schedule that you guys play this year? Let's start with you and then go to Tyler. But to be able to play, because you won a ton of games last year, but everybody kept saying, well, the level of competition wasn't that great. Well, now, you load up with 7 P5s. How much are you fired up to prove what this team can do against that competition?
I think we're all pumped up, it's a different type of motivation, in the weight room, on the field, running in the off season, knowing what we have in front of us, knowing it's really just like an opportunity for us as a team, so that we can silence all the people from last year, saying we didn't play a hard schedule, whatever. So I think everybody's excited. It's always our dream, like as kids, to play on the biggest venues. And so we're going to be, we'll start it off big at the Raider Stadium. So, I feel really blessed to go into the season.
Just like what Feeney
– co-sign, huh?
Feeney literally nailed it. But, no, I agree, just taking it game by game, not saying, oh, we're going to win this team, we're going to win this. Because every team on the schedule is a win or loss. Wins aren't given, obviously they're earned. So, whoever makes the less mistakes are going to win. The team is going to win. So, as long as we perfect that, and obviously obviously we're not going to always have a perfect game, but, whoever really wants to win and has the motivation to win will end up taking that stage.
You guys obviously faced P5 competition in 2019. So can you guys draw on that, like those experiences in Tennessee, USC, that type of stuff? Can you think back to that and draw on that as you get ready for this year's slate of games?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of guys on the team that, have already played at these big venues. The Tennessees, that game was maybe as loud as I've ever, experienced in a game.
Plus, yeah.
It was a big stage, and, the room for error is, it's closed, like it's minimalized, and I think we're ready for that. I think we're training to get ready for that, too. Our strength staff and our coaches are putting us in those situations. But I think having those leaders on the team that have been there before is going to help us a ton this year.
During last year, when you're talking to a lot of buddies that, high school teammates or guys that you know that are playing at different schools here in the state or across the country, and they don't know if they're playing or not, and they're only playing 5 games or 6 games or whatever the case is. Tyler, I want to start with you on this one. How grateful was the opportunity that you guys were able to play as many games as you got in last year, knowing that everybody else was just in flux?
Honestly, Tom Homo was the man last year. That was the guy. Obviously, especially with COVID happening, you didn't know what was going to happen. Because, obviously, we went in, beat Navy, and then Army, we're supposed to play them, but COVID happened. So, literally, that's a bye.
Yeah.
That's a bye, and it's only been the game. So, we're just so grateful that we had Tom Homo just do his thing and get us as many games as we can, obviously, because a bunch of other teams were not playing.
Yeah.
A lot of teams weren't playing, and, a lot of teams only got a couple games in, but we were blessed to have 12.
How week by week was last season for you guys? Was it truly like, okay, we're going to find out what this week's going to hold, and then we'll just move on and see what next week is?
Yeah, I think COVID was obviously really real last year, and there was all this uncertainty, and then there's also rumors on top of that.
Yeah.
So, we're hearing that we couldn't have played. Like, every single week I heard a rumor that the other team had all these guys test positive, and so – part of it was true, and then there's another part of it that we didn't even know what to trust, and so we just had to take it day by day.
So would you get – Tyler, would you – I mean, I've talked to some – I do the play-by-play for Utah State, and I talked to those players, and it's like we'd get tested on, Monday, and then you'd just be waiting on your phone and just wait and wait and wait, and they'd send you an email whether you're positive or not. and then you know, then you get the email and you're scared to open it because you don't know what it's going to say. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like. Was that how it was for you guys?
And so honestly, I didn't even have it on my phone. You knew you got positive when one of the training, like the top training staff guy called you.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. So that number shows up.
Then you're done for. Like, wow, what game was it? It was San Diego. Oh, I missed the freaking black uniforms. Yep. Oh, that was bad. But I ended up testing positive, and I literally played the whole week or whatever, but I didn't, because I didn't know.
Yeah.
No, but I ended up testing positive on a Thursday or whatever, and that's when he called. And he was like, hey, I know you've been practicing all week, but hey, you're done. Tested positive, you're out for 2 weeks. I was like, what? And that killed me.
Did it beat you up? Did you feel okay?
I just had body aches.
Yeah.
But we just came off the Coastal Carolina game, so you know, I just felt sore.
Yeah.
But, you know, I ended up having body aches, and that was probably like the main thing. It only lasted a day or two, but besides that, I was fine.
You probably thought it was just bumps and bruises from that previous game.
Oh, no, exactly. That's why I wasn't really crazy about it. You know, I felt fine after that, but I was like, shoot, still out for 2 weeks.
That's crazy. Well, gentlemen, I got to ask you one thing. Zach Wilson is now in the NFL. We all know that. What have been your guys' impressions of working with Jaron, Baylor, and also Jacob so far? What have you guys seen from them that makes you think, okay, whoever it is, I'm not asking you to pick who it is, but what makes you believe that each of these guys can succeed in replacing Zach?
First of all, thank you for not asking us to choose. I think we're in good hands. That's the best way I could say it. Just seeing their work ethic and their knowledge of the game, their love for the game, I just think we have nothing to worry about. Like, whoever takes the job, we'll be in good hands.
Tyler? Okay.
Feeney freaking said it.
All right.
Feeney's been killing it, man. Good stuff. Hey, appreciate you guys. Thanks for joining us. Can't wait to see what you guys do this year. Keep it rolling, and have a great season, all right?
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right.